It is the Sunday Roast. A very happy Tim Jenever, Leith Forest with you. We'll get to your calls very shortly. 8223 0000. But yesterday, Tim, Adelaide Oval, cheering, hugging, just outward show of emotion. And that was just you and Tredders in the box. I mean, what about the rest of the crowd, Timmy? How good was Port Adelaide?
They're very good. Backed it up from last week, which has been one of the criticisms of not being able to be consistent. So backed up the performance against the Bombers and had a terrific 47-point win over the Swans.
We thought it could be Jekyll and Hyde. You'll be happy to see it was Jekyll, Jekyll.
You're
Mr.
guilty.
Hyde this week.
Get on
Let's
here, Doctor.
Talk to the inside word at Albert, and Dean Brogan joins us. Morning, Brogues.
Morning, how are we?
Very good, congratulations. You're in the eight on the back of a really great performance against the Swans.
Yeah, look, how important was that last kick from Cam Sutcliffe on the side yesterday? We all sort of knew on the bench, they flashed up, you know, the game was well and truly gone, and the game, on the big screen, they put up the percentage and where we were, and all sort of knew on the bench, it'd be nice to get one more, and then when Cam kicked that goal, it was like actually winning a game. So, look, it was really good for our boys. You know, I heard you just talking then, to tick off a few boxes yesterday. One was to get that monkey off her back, get, you know, win two in a row, and two, you know, playing in those conditions against a really good team. Sydney haven't been blown away like that, I don't think, all year.
No.
And, the conditions were wet and windy and a little bit of a scrap, and I just thought our boys really knuckled down. And look, it wasn't the most prettiest game to watch, but to score over 100 points in those conditions against a really quality team that defends really well, I thought it was almost better, as good a win as what we've had this year.
I agree with that, mate. Hey, Boakey copped another heavy tag, but what I like in those last 2 weeks is that the other midfielders have picked up the slack, and even in the second half, you moved Robbie Gray into the centre from being a permanent forward, and he picked up, I think, 16 disposals in the second half on the ball. So everybody sort of, you know, rallied in that midfield.
Yeah, look, what came out of the game, Tim, as well, and what you just said is, you know, Boakey had probably his quietest games of the year, and he's been unbelievable for us this year and pretty much put the team on his shoulders all year. For him to get sort of tagged out of it a little bit and to still be running around playing his role. And, you know, like you said, with Robbie, hardly touched it the first half. The second half comes on ball and gets us going in the third quarter. And, you know, Rocky's numbers were down yesterday. It's really pleasing to see that other players are really starting to step up now. You know, Dan Houston's gone to midfield, played really well. Pep was really good yesterday.
Yep. Thought Ollie was good too.
Ollie, his first game up, played his role. And, yeah, so the pressure, I thought everyone walked off the field yesterday contributing in some sort of way. And some more than others, but I think they're the games you want to win, mate. Where you guys like Boakey and that have had quieter days, but yet we still win by 47 points. So really pleasing to see.
At 14-8 contested marks, and what I did like, he's a crowd favourite. His little cult hero was Big Charlie. Now he looked like he just tried too hard last week. He was just overdoing it. It looked like he relaxed on it a bit, took some really good marks, and hit the scoreboard.
Yeah, look, I think you can never question Charlie's
endeavour
and competitiveness. And you know, sometimes he goes over the top too much with it, and you're right, tries too hard and wants to do too many things at the one time. And I thought yesterday he just played at an even tempo, if that makes sense.
Yeah, good call.
He just got himself in some good spots and, you know, got a couple of touches early, and it's always nice to hit, you know, you don't want to go to halftime like you did last week and not have a touch, basically. But, look, the one thing we want Charlie to do is, and Kenny keeps hammering him with this, is just to be the best teammate he can be out in the field, because as we know with big forwards, you're going to have quiet days.
Yep.
And it's just to stay with it. We all know he gets a really good defender, and we all know when the ball's in his area, he'll crash anybody. So I think yesterday, if he can get, you know, 8 or 9 possessions and kick a couple of goals every week, he's doing his job. So, and we all know the boys, you know, Toddy Marshall and Rosie, both like that, all walk a bit taller around him when he's playing in that sort of mode yesterday.
Hey, Brogues, Timmy's like a proud parent here. If he sees Dan Houston ever out of that centre square, there will be trouble down at Alberton. He's taken ownership.
Oh, how good is he? Yeah, look, I was actually surprised when he made that under-22 team the best AFL kids in, I don't know, whatever it was, the AFL's name during the week.
They always make something up, don't they?
I had no idea he was only still 21 or 22. Yeah. I was a bit excited about that. I mean, yeah, he's... when I came into the club at the start of the year, I didn't know much about Dan because he's so quiet, and goes about his business so well, and played in the back line, and the back line players aren't normally that showy, but coming to midfield, he's just been unbelievable, and I think we might have found a real genuine A-grader. So, he's taken a lot of pressure, as we just spoke about, off guys like Rockliffe and Boakey and Robbie, because blokes like him are starting to step up now around the footy, so... gives us a lot more options going forward over the next few weeks.
Hey, mate, you work on the craft of rucking and you work with that midfield. Just a couple of stats that may have pleased you. 49 hitouts to 24, but 16 to 5 centre clearances.
Yeah, look, that's been really good over the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's been one of our strengths all year, but I think the connection piece with us sometimes lacks a little bit. You know, we can sometimes win the hit, but we don't always get the clearance out of it. So I think with our ruck stocks, we need to make sure that if we're going to go in with two rucks most weeks, we need to be really efficient in that area. And I think, you know Scotty Thompson and Jared Schofield and myself, we really hone down and make sure that we've got to, most weeks, we've got to be good in that area. And I think, last couple of weeks with Laddams coming into the team and Paddy rucking a bit more, I think, the mids are really starting to get that connection piece going. And as we saw yesterday, the start of the third quarter, when the game was in a little bit of balance at half-time, we come out, won the first three clearances, out of centre bounce, kicked two goals, and sort of just broke the game open. So it's such an important stat to win. And, with the games coming up over the next couple of weeks, if we can be good in that area, we should be okay.
Hey, Brokes, I don't know if you're any good at maths when you're at Wirreanda High with Fitzy, but 3-2 doesn't go. You've got a nice selection headache at the moment because Laddams' form's been great, Ryder's going well, and Scotty Lysett's probably chomping at the bit to get in.
Yeah, look, it's... 18 or however many other clubs there are on the comp are absolutely envious of what the situation we're in and with our rucks, but it doesn't help us during the week. Making selections and calls on these guys. But, the last 2 weeks have gone really well with what we've gone in with. And, we've had two really good wins. So, look, at the end of the day, as long as the team's winning and we've got the right formula, then I don't think too much is going to change, I would have thought. But, unfortunately, Scotty misses out at the moment. But we'll go down and watch him play for the Magpies today. I'm sure he'll play well. And then his name tag will get thrown up again this week. But it's a really good problem to have. And, as we know with rucks, something can change pretty quickly as they are big and they do compete. And it's a combative position, so anything can happen at any turn, and we've got some good stock to bring in.
You spoke about the connection piece and getting in that to that forward line. Connor Rosey just keeps surprising me with how quickly he's advancing as a footballer. I don't think it's going to be any secret that he's going to be playing for a long time. But the other bloke was Todd Marshall's game. That's as good as I've seen him play. 8 tackles. I reckon he created 4 inside 50s at least from that and a couple of goals.
Yeah, look, Toddy, one thing we're really trying to work on with Toddy, and again, boys, I'm not down there all the time. No. I only see when I'm there part-time, but we just, because he's so quick and agile, he's a big guy, as we spoke about Charlie, the way the game is now, it's not too often big tools are going to take a lot of marks inside 50 anymore. And as we know, the game's a lot agile and quick moving forward. But he's got those tools to play as a small, if that makes sense, and he's tall. So we're trying to base his game around pressure and when the ball's on the ground, keep it locking it in and, getting up and getting back. And, Toddy's got that ability. And we saw yesterday that, some of his chase down tackles and, if you can base your game around that, everything else will follow. So I think the last couple of weeks, the penny might have dropped that's what he needs to be doing more of. And I think you find if he keeps doing that, he'll stay on the side. Because normally when that part of your game's locked on, then the marks happen and then the goals happen. So, and he's been able to get some reward for his effort. He's got some serious talent. We just need to get some consistency into him on those parts of his game.
Brogues, we appreciate your time. Well done on the win yesterday against the Swans. Final question. When you were playing, you're up and about, Port Adelaide were flying, you had one bogey side. They always got you, and that was the Kangaroos. You play them this week. After
I thought
kicking...
that was Essendon 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, well, you had two bogey sides. I remember the Kangaroos always had Port's measure for some reason.
Yeah, I think they won the first nine, I think.
They kicked their lowest score in their history on the weekend, so they are going to be full of it next week to try and knock you guys off. So a big challenge for you.
Yeah, look, I think the early days, I think there was a guy called Wayne Carey that had a bit to do with...
I remember him.
but look, I think, you know, from what I heard 2 weeks ago, Essendon under the dome at Marvel caused us some headaches. We took care of that. I don't read into that stuff too much anymore. I guess back in the old days, it was beaten up a bit, but... If we need to get to where we want to get to, we have to start ticking off these teams. And you know, other than North Melbourne, what they just up last night, but they've been absolutely sensational since you know, Shaw took over, and we're going to have our hands full. But again, another big challenge coming into the business part of the year. We wouldn't want it any other way. So really looking forward to getting over there next Saturday and hopefully getting another 4 points and staying in the eight.
That's going to be great. Destiny in your own hands, so it's all ahead of you. Brogues, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Well done on the win. Enjoy the week, and
thanks,
good luck against the Roos.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
On you, buddy. See you, mate.
Dean Brogan, Port Adelaide assistant coach, after the big win yesterday against the Swans. In the end, Timmy, the margin, as we mentioned earlier in the show, 47 points.
Great win.
That's a good old-fashioned smashing.
Backed it up beautifully, and you're right. Go over there to Marvel Stadium, take on the Kangas, who kicked their lowest score ever.
Yeah, you don't reckon they'll be wrecking balls this week? The Kangaroos going for it. Dean Brogan, our guest.